This is KUT. 8 years ago, Terry Cole dedicated his life to rehabilitating 18 to 30-year-olds living on the streets around the University of Texas. But this year, he says things have gotten a lot harder. Kate Grotzinger reports.
In a room at the Austin Congregational Church, Terry Cole talks with 10 young adults. They've come here to see Cole, but also to eat.
And so I'm back. What's been going on the street?
Cole's Street Youth Ministry serves homeless youth in and around a 12-block radius just west of UT.
We're like a pop-up restaurant, if you will.
He says the people he serves are drawn to the neighborhood around the university for the same reason other young people are.
Young people like to hang out with young people. That's just a universal fact. They're separating from parents. They want to hang out with each other. And the center of young population in Austin is undeniably the 40 acres.
Jeremy Ray is a client of Street Youth Ministry. He hangs out around campus because he likes to make friends at the co-op residential halls. But when he hits the drag, he says he's treated differently than the students he hangs out with.
It wasn't but 2 weeks ago, I went into Medici Cafe. When we walked in, the guy at the front was like, "Hey, you need to buy something." I was like, "Do you talk like that to all your customers? Is it just because my pants are dirty? It's just because my pants are dirty, huh?"
According to Cole, the police also treat homeless youth differently. Ever since the murder of a UT student by a young homeless person last spring, police have increased monitoring of the homeless population. But Cole says the neighborhood residents and businesses turned hostile toward the people he helps before that tragic event.
It's definitely the community, and the community has demanded the presence of the police, and it has, without question, improved the safety on the street. Unless, of course, you're a young homeless person looking for services. Then they feel pretty unsafe right now.
Cole wants to rebuild trust between homeless youth and the West Campus community. He encouraged his clients to come up with a way to give back to the neighborhood to do so. They decided to own the alley behind the AT&T store and the Jamba Juice on the drag.
And by own, they mean they want to document its deplorable condition, and then they want to make it better, and they want to go to business owners and say, "Look, we're doing this, and we're going to keep doing this. We're part of your neighborhood. We're not just all bad."
Ultimately, Cole hopes to change the perception of street youth around UT. He says the majority of the youth he serves get off the street within a year and a half of deciding to do so.
I think it's just really important that people realize there's a positive outcome here. They don't become career homeless people, and it's why they need special help, and it's why we're here.
Cole hopes to expand the help he's providing in January. That's when Street Youth Ministry will take over a space at the corner of San Antonio and 23rd Street to create a permanent headquarters. Kate Grotzinger, KUT News.